Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Alan Costner. I'm a regional director out of the Southern Ohio market. I want to welcome you to the call and wishing you a happy 2022. It is indeed my privilege to do this morning mojo. The morning mojos are done Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. They're about a 15-minute or so call that helps to jumpstart your day, either to train you, teach you, or motivate you. And hopefully today I'll get to do maybe one of those three and doing that. You know, it's a great thing to get to start the year off, but, you know, they made me the third call of the year, and they put me behind Senior Vice President Orrin Solomon and Dr. Valerie Reed, because you know that she is a doctor. She never tells you that, but she is a doctor. Why would they put me behind two heavyweights? And so today I'm going to try to see if I can weigh in and be admitted to that illustrious crowd today. So here we go. I chose for a topic today, it's a new day. And, you know, when I got the call to do the Morning Mojo, at that time I was looking through my goals and objectives, you know, and I was looking through what I did through 2021. And, you know, I was looking at what I had did and what I had not done. And, you know, and I was having a talk with myself relative to that. And, you know, I do have those talks with myself. It's called self-assessment, and you probably should do that for yourself sometimes, too. And I came to the conclusion, you know what? I said, I've got to leave all that stuff behind, both the good and the bad, because it's not worth doing all that assessment stuff and looking at all that stuff because it just bogs you down. And, you know, I said, you know what? There's got to be a book that will back me up on that. And so I went to my vast library and I said, I got to find a book that backs me up. And you know what? I found a book. I found the all-time bestseller. This book has sold more copies than any other book in the world. But, you know, I found out an interesting fact about that book. Most people haven't read it. They bought it, but they haven't read it. Can you guess what book that is? Yes, indeed. It's the Bible. And I went to my favorite verse, and here's what it says. It says, and it's found in Philippians 3:13, and it reads just like this. It says, brethren, I count not myself to apprehend it, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Now, I could read the next verse, but if I did that, I'd probably go into a preaching tangent. And I don't want to preach. I want to teach you this morning. And so, but what Paul, the Apostle Paul, wrote this, and what he understood is that you've got to let go of all those things in the past. Because, see, your past can sometimes constrain you. And you know what? And I looked at our ACN business, and it does have that same kind of constraint. Because when I start looking at what my mentors told me when I got started, and I still practice it to this very day, 11 years in, and it always says, be new. And I said, yeah, be new. And it says that anytime I'm talking and I'm peaking someone, I always says that I'm new and I need to refer them to somebody else. Because check this out. The minute you try to promote yourself, people will start to judge you where you are, and especially if they know you, and what? Your past. They will always go back to your past and begin to judge you. And so I came to the conclusion is that if I start looking back, I'm going to start to judge myself. I'm going to start to pull back everything, and not just the past year, I'll pull back everything and start to bog down myself. So I've got to let it go and start with, it's a new day. I've got to let go and let everything find itself anew. And so what I did is that, because Ms. Gable has us to list out our 25 goals and objectives, and what I did is I went through and I found all the ones that I had not done, and I put those on a list, and I added some new ones, and I said those are the goals that I'll look at. Anything that I did accomplish, anything that I didn't, I moved it forward. All those I did, I moved them off the list because what? They're not on the objective. I've already done those, so I don't need to look at those anymore. I only need to look at what I need to get done. And see, here's what one other thing that I found. I said, you know what? If it's a new day, I can't make any more excuses for those objectives anymore, for those goals and objectives anymore. Because, see, I used to make excuses. And I found myself, and here's one thing that I promised myself. I said, I will never make another excuse for a goal, an objective. And especially, I said, if I make a second excuse for it, I said, I'll count it as a lie. Because, see, one time, it's okay, it's a problem, but a second time, it's a lie. So I'll never give a date or make a promise on anything for anyone and tell them an absolute date that I'm going to deliver something, because if I don't deliver, I'll count it as a lie. So if somebody's going to ask me to put a date to it, I will never put a date to it. I may work to it, and when I know I'm going to deliver it, I'll give you that date. But otherwise, I'll never give you the date. Because what? It's got to be delivered. But if I give you a date, you better count on it and bank on it that I'm going to deliver it. Because what? It's a new day. I'm turning a new leaf. I'm moving everything forward, and I'm never going to look back again. Because what? It's a new day. And so here's what I want to do. I want to give you some Rhino philosophy, if I can, before I let you go this morning. Because, see, the Rhino, it has a distinct philosophy about himself. Because if you look at the rhino, he has horns in the middle of his head, in the middle of his eyes. And so he can only focus forward. So everything is put in front of him. He cannot look back. And so when he starts, if he wants to look back, he has to bring his entire body to a complete stop and turn physically all the way around, which means that he has to stop his momentum and turn all the way around. Now, if he wants to go back again, he has to physically turn himself around, which means that he's lost focus. He has to refocus again, and then he has to start up all over again. Now, because of his size, it takes an absolute lot to get started again. So here's the thing. He never wants to stop once he gets going. And so what? There's no looking back. It has to roll forward. He has to keep going. And what? He never, ever, 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 ever stops. And so what? It's a new day. So he keeps going. And so what I want you to do this morning is take this for yourself, that when you set a goal, even if you didn't last year meet a goal and objective, it doesn't matter. Set a new goal this year. If you got 200 customer points last year, forget about it. Get 200 this year. If you didn't get an IBO last year, forget about it. Get a new IBO this year. Because what? It's a new day. It doesn't matter. See, ACN is so beautiful that it doesn't remember what you didn't do last year. See, Ms. Gable has never called me and said, listen, hey, you didn't hit any goals and objectives last year, Alan. What are you going to do this year? She merely asked me, what are your goals and objectives this year, and how can I help you? She never, ever has told me, hey, listen, hey, do you think maybe you might hit something this year? It's never been that way. And ACN has that same philosophy. It never remembers what you didn't do. It only remembers what you're going to do and how you and what you've done. And so here's the plan this day, ladies and gentlemen. See, we've got to move forward. And, you know, and I love it that, you know, when ACN, and you go to the international events, they always have this promo that they say, it's a new day in Europe. It's a new day in Central America. It's a new day in North America. Because what? Everything gets afresh. Everything gets anew. And for us, for 2022, it's a new year. It's a new time. It's a new opportunity for us to move forward. And if you want to move forward, make it all new for yourself. Because, see, listen, because if you hear any noise, if you hear the rumblings and the grumblings and things begin to shake and rattle and roll, just hold on, because the rhino is coming, because it's a new year. Because, see, he loves you, he cares about you, but he's moving forward. And if you get in the way, he's going to run over you, because what? It's a new day. And so today, ladies and gentlemen, get rolling, get running, because it's all about you hitting your goals and your objectives, because it's a new day in 2022. God bless you. Have a great day.